Remember that New Year's brunch in early 2020? Friends gathered in small apartments, debating whether we were ending the teens or starting the 20s. No one could have predicted how dramatically our world would shift just months later. When COVID swept across the globe, it didn't just claim millions of lives, it revealed something profound about modern existence. The relentless pace of our lives is a choice, not an inevitability. This revelation forms the heart of Please Unsubscribe Thanks, which began as a viral essay read by 21 million people worldwide. The pandemic, what Gambutto calls the circus, exposed how we've become trapped in cycles of mindless consumption and digital dependency. We're caught in an exhausting loop that serves corporations but depletes us. Think about it. How many times have you checked your phone while reading this paragraph? Our attention spans are fractured, our time has evaporated, and our sense of purpose has been replaced by an endless to-do list. We're living at digital speed while our bodies and minds still operate at human speed, and the resulting disconnect is making us miserable. What if there was another way? What if we could break free from this hamster wheel and reclaim our time, attention, and purpose? The pandemic gave us a rare glimpse of what life could be when the treadmill stops, and now we have the opportunity to choose differently. There's a reason America runs on Dunkin'. We're exhausted. Pre-pandemic life was an endless sprint between commitments, fielding calls from commuter buses, texting during dinner while children competed for attention with iPads as we managed side gigs. Weekends became their own rat race of brunches and children's college prep activities. Our kids joined this frenzy, rushing and eating nutrition bars to catch the bus. Our communities became places we inhabited rather than engaged with. For the less privileged, relentlessness meant juggling multiple jobs, facing endless customer demands and maintenance emergencies with barely time for basic needs. This madness served an economy rapidly dividing Americans into rich and not rich. The cost? Declining happiness, vanishing leisure, and falling life expectancy. Despite our tech-filled homes, our lives became less fulfilling, our schedules more frantic, and our families more stressed. While our planet suffered as we remained distracted by the 24-hour news cycle and boundary-eroding social media. Modern America has transformed into a subscription society. What began with magazines has exploded into streaming services, fashion boxes, meal kits, software, and even car features. The average American maintains 5 retail and 12 media subscriptions, with nearly half forgetting about unused ones. Netflix evolved from a DVD mailing startup into a streaming behemoth with 220 million subscribers, inspiring countless companies to become the Netflix of their industry. This model primarily benefits businesses. We mindlessly click agree, entering an infinite loop designed to funnel money upward. What started as convenience has become commerce's foundation, replacing simple transactions with dynamic relationships that keep brands permanently in our lives. The ultimate goal is behavioral automation, putting consumption on autopilot. Even our social interactions follow this pattern as we subscribe to people through social media while being conditioned to commodify ourselves. The subscription trap exhausts us as our human bodies struggle to match our digital lives' relentless pace. Why is it so hard to break free? Because modern consumption isn't about products, it's about emotions. We've become addicted to consumption that delivers good feelings while helping us avoid bad ones. Products promise clean emotional experiences without the complications of human relationships. From iPhones making us feel smart to luxury cars promising to experience amazing, products are sold as emotional solutions. Even Citibike promises riders will feel accomplished. These promises drive our spending. Consider when you last bought something from genuine need versus wanting the feeling it promised. We avoid the 5D words: discomfort, displeasure, disappointment, disapproval, and disgust. the system shifts negative emotions to workers while automating manipulation through subscriptions. Brands provide consistency, creating predictable experiences we crave. We're sold a story that we're digital capitalists when really we're working for about 2,000 wealthy families who own most of the stock market. The manipulation targets our deepest insecurities, our fears of missing out, not belonging, not being enough. During the pandemic, Gambuto unsubscribed from every commitment that didn't truly make him happy, starting with muting notifications and disconnecting digitally. The resulting quiet created space where he discovered his natural state of happiness. Contrary to capitalist messaging, happiness comes simply from time with loved ones, meaningful conversations, community engagement, and experiencing life's full emotional spectrum. The first step is to stop saying yes. Don't add anything to your calendar that doesn't create more time and space. America's obsession with yes is problematic. No is actually the path back to yourself. Take inventory of your subscriptions. Surface subscriptions, corporate commitments, people subscriptions, group commitments, and underlying subscriptions, personal beliefs. We feel uncomfortable breaking commitments because we're conditioned to honor promises, but you're not overwhelmed, you're oversubscribed. Begin by methodically unsubscribing from emails and limiting your phone to essential apps. Start small by leaving your phone at home briefly to overcome anxiety. Untangle your people subscriptions by focusing on relationships that support your joy. Examine where you receive validation, love, acceptance, and meaning. Disconnect from social networks for at least a month. You'll experience withdrawal, but constant connection to millions isn't natural. Reconnect only if it truly enhances your life. Evaluate institutional memberships. Do they bring joy? Should you adjust your involvement? Do they value you or represent your past self? Apply a joy test to friendships. What do you feel seeing their name? Is it I get to or I have to see them? Your emotional response matters. Guard your calendar like your home. Only welcome those who are invited and enjoyable. Physical time together doesn't necessarily reflect bond strength. Some friendships evolve naturally. Others should end. For temporary breaks, use simple messages like, I'm taking a digital detox. For permanent exits, depart graciously. This group has been helpful. It's time for me to move on. Unsubscribing leads to the dark well, a transitional space where you feel simultaneously lost and found as you disconnect from autopilot living. When you unsubscribe, you challenge the status quo, making others question their own patterns. This dark well isn't isolation, but sacred time to discover life without constant pressure. In this quiet, you finally hear your authentic voice that you've long ignored. Renewal emerges when we gain new perspectives from the inside out. We question underlying subscriptions, rewrite them into empowering beliefs, and communicate these changes to our closest circles. Make renewal concrete by creating actionable ground rules supporting your new beliefs. For example, go for a walk every day reinforces that I am human and need to be good to my body. The modern digital system benefits from keeping us small. The relentless pace of modern life is a choice, not an inevitability. The power to unsubscribe has always been yours.